From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Reading Between the Lines.
And that concludes today's lecture on Incan mythology.
Oh, my goodness.
Ah, my little darlings, let's not forget about your homework assignment for the weekend. I'd like you to take your textbook, Deconstructing Development Discourse in Peru, and peruse pages 102 through 247 over the weekend.
What?
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, did you hear what he said? We can just glance at this stuff. We can still go to the hockey finals this weekend and pass this class. High fives!
Dude, not so fast. He said we should peruse like 150 pages.
Exactly. Peruse? You know, skim? I'm practically finished already.
No. Peruse does not mean to skim. It means we have to deconstruct Peru or reconstruct the Incan Empire. Whatever it is, we have to do it thoroughly.
This week, we're looking at another common confusion. This time, the word peruse. Alex from Los Angeles, California, writes this to us.
For a long time now, I've watched the word peruse drift farther and farther away from its intended usage. Maybe Grammar Grader can address this.
The word peruse is often used as a way to suggest someone glance through a document, as in,
would you like to peruse this catalog while you wait for your haircut?
It turns out the word peruse means something different than browse. According to the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, peruse is a formal word, meaning to read or examine thoroughly or carefully. The word peruse dates back to the 15th century from a word in Middle English, perusin, which means to use up or go through.
Did you say Middle Earth? I love Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Tolkien knew all about perusin.
Yeah, weren't those the guys with the pointy ears that could see really far stuff, and they were like, could run on top of the snow?
Right. No, guys. Actually, I said Middle English, which refers to English as it existed between 1066 and the 15th century. Middle English is the language of Chaucer, and if Tolkien had written Lord of the Rings in Middle English, it would be very difficult for modern readers.
Oh.
Anyway, the word peruse took on its modern-day definition of read carefully in the early 1500s, according to the Random House Unabridged Dictionary. Here's an example.
I won the case because my lawyer had perused the entire case history of auto repair claims.
Fowler's Modern English Usage gives further clarification on the use of formal words. When talking about using the word peruse instead of simply read, it says that the suitability is a matter of discreet and often delicate contextual choice. In other words, when using the word peruse or other formal words, it's important that the person or people being addressed understand exactly what is meant.
Welcome back, scholars of ancient Peruvian peoples. I hope you all got through your reading assignment over the weekend, because I've got a surprise quiz for you all.
Oh, no. Come on.
So, did you actually peruse our reading assignment this weekend, or did you only flip through a few pages and call it good?
No, I read through it pretty thoroughly. What I'd really like to know is why Professor Booker was talking about peruse. I thought there was only one Peru, the one in South America.
Oh, brother.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from Fowler's Modern English Usage, the Random House Unabridged Dictionary, and the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, all of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, John Ryan, Corey Bussey, and Amy Alt. Our producer is Jen Hout. Our executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.